Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place and Using Your Keys. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, thankful for another opportunity to come and share with the listening audience relevant things taking place in the kingdom. We are excited this evening to have with us the president, the founder and executive director of the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program, Mr. Roderick Cunningham. Roderick, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. I'm reading your bio, and your outreach program is birthed out of pain. Pain,
yes,
that you experienced because of what took place with those who are near and dear to you. And as I shared with you before we went on the air, because I am a survivor of domestic violence, this really speaks to my heart. But I would at this time, Roderick, sort of lend to you so you can share with the listening audience this evening about the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program and about some of the great things you all are doing right now to impact the community.
Yes, Valerie, thank you so much. Well, the mission of the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program is to provide individual group counseling, advocacy services, rehabilitation services to survivors of domestic violence. And also we seek to be an outlet for youth in the community as well who are victims of violence, substance abuse, or who are impacted by health issues. And within the scope of that, we go into the community and basically into the schools as well, to our high schools, to our middle schools, to our elementary schools, and we provide healing measures through healthy relationships, teen dating forums, and recently we were over at Clayton State University with their domestic violence program with the sorority sisters over there. But we also provide economic empowerment and career development programs because, as you know, lots of women that go through domestic violence, one of the reasons that they don't leave is because, one, fear, and two, finances. And because he, nine times out of ten, he controls those finances. And a lot of the women don't feel independent enough, or he has that control measure over them, so they won't go forth. But if they have methods in place, if they can feel empowered, educated through our economic empowerment programs, through our career development programs, and get that counseling piece, that healing that they need to go forth and have a normal self-life, not only for themselves as women, but also for their children, so their children can put that behind them and move forward and take it as a learning lesson and be able to each one teach one. And
that's
so,
awesome.
I mean, and, you know, just I want people to know also what domestic violence is. And I'm not going to give you the whole definition of it, but I just want them to have an idea of what domestic violence is. And domestic violence is basically controlled by one party, partner over another, and that's in any relationship, marital status, live-in relationship. And domestic violence also occurs in all cultures, countries, age groups. I mean, so does and social economic statuses, educational background, religious background. So it really, this can occur to anybody, basically. It doesn't have a color. It doesn't have a culture on it. So, and this is a international epidemic, and somehow we got to come back to our roots, back to God.
Yeah.
And
I was just, as you were sharing about how domestic violence also affects our young people, and I think sometimes that individuals forget the impact that it has on children when they see this taking place, whether it be to the mother or to the father. So it's powerful that you have these curriculums set up to address the needs, even of the young people who are experiencing the aftermath of domestic violence in their families.
Yes, yes. I mean, I just want to, give a few statistics out there from, the national level and state level, and then also offer a number, too, because someone listening tonight may need a number to call. But just give you a few statistics. Every hour, as many as 115 children are abused. 90% of children from violent homes witness their fathers beating their mothers. 63% of boys ages 11 to 20 who commit murder kill the man who abused their mother. Over $58 billion a year is spent on domestic violence from the federal level. I mean, those just few numbers are astounding to me. But there's also, I want people to know that they need to go to their legislatures, because there's actually nothing on the books right now as far as the state of Georgia is concerned that actually really protects the woman or the child or the male from domestic violence until the crime occurs. There's something wrong with that picture. You know, you should be able to reach out and say, hey, I'm in this situation. Can you help me out of it? There's very few organizations out here that will help you out of a situation on the drop of a dime. We're one of those organizations. We'll come to you, pick you up, take you, or if you have transportation, we'll give you those resources that you need. We'll make a phone call on their behalf and say, hey, look, I have this situation. These are the ages of the children. Because you also have HIPAA, the state law, so you have to be careful with giving names, so you just give ages. And give the mother's first name and the ages of the children and see if they have room available. We're also partners with three shelters for domestic violence. And it's very important to me that I have that connection with those presidents and the executive directors at those shelters as well, so I can, be able to be that immediate resource to them to make their life better and to get them out of the current situation. But I want to give a number to the National Domestic Violence Abuse Hotline, and that number is 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. I mean, and I want to tell you a little bit about my story as well, if I may, Valerie.
Sure, absolutely.
Yes, I've dealt with domestic violence personally myself, in my family, seeing it from when I was growing up, from 5 years old. I mean, over 36 years of domestic violence in my life, and I could have turned out for the worst. I could be an abuser, but I'm blessed to be married to my wife now for 13 years. And never have laid a hand on her. But I want to go start with my grandmother, who was abused by her husband physically, mentally, and financially. And, of course, as I just read those statistics, you know what generally happens. My uncles became abusers. My aunts began to receive the abuse. My mother, growing up around this, began to receive the abuse as well. Her first marriage was to a pastor. I mean, she was financially abused and physically abused. And then in a second marriage, it was physical and emotional abuse. And then in a third marriage, my mother was murdered October 27, 2009, shot point blank in the head. And I was in the home when it happened, and I heard my mother's last words, "What are you going to do with that gun? How?" And I couldn't get there fast enough, but we plan and God plans. And, I'll share with you also that my baby brother, who's hearing impaired, was in the other room. And he knew nothing about this, but I got him out the house. But in 1989, in my mother's second marriage, during that time, she decided she wanted to start her daycare, so she started the daycare because, she had the hearing impaired son and the fact that, you know, childcare was hard. So some women out here have children that, you know, have disabilities, so they think they're stuck, but they're not.
Right.
My mother chose to educate herself on daycare and go forth in life. And she was a very powerful woman. She was invited with the Church of God in Christ, and she loved people, and she loved children. But that had many effects on our lives. It affected me differently than it affected my middle brother and then my baby brother who's hearing impaired. My middle brother is still bitter. And just actually speaking to him today, he called me just to seek some comfort. I mean, but myself, November 12th of last year, I made it up in my mind that I wanted to go see him face to face. And on that date, November 12th of last year, 2014, I met face to face with the man who murdered my mother. And I said, I made up in my mind before I went, no matter what he said, whether I agreed or disagreed or not, that I had to forgive him, because I had to first forgive myself. And people may say, what am I forgiving myself for? Because I held anger in me for all these years, and he's moved on with his life, even though he's in prison, but he's moved on with his life. So it's, I'm beating myself up inside. But I say, you know what? To God be the glory. And my mother would want me to move on with my family and help to move the body of my family on. And I shared this when we had our dialogue for nearly 2 hours. I shared with him the effects of what he had done. And he acknowledged those effects and also the effects of what he'd done to his family also, because his family disowned him while he was in prison, and he's beating himself up now because his father passed away from grief. Now, mind you, he's 65 years old now, and he done this, you know, when he was in this early, this over 5 years ago, when he was approximately 60. So
that's an awesome,
you know,
testimony. That's awesome and powerful. But I want you to, because I know you've got some major things coming up, some projects, and we've got a couple minutes left. Can you share with us some of the major things that are taking place right now with the outreach program?
Oh, yes. Oh, man, we have Robin Givens coming to Decatur, Georgia, to present Joy in the Morning in celebration of Women's History Month. It's a story of hope after heartbreak and heavenly help. Now, this will be March 21st and 22nd at 7 p.m. at Agnes Scott College. And the tickets are $40 for general admission and $75 for VIP. They can go right to our website, which is www.bcop.org, and go to the donate page and click the link, and it'll take you to the Eventbrite link, so you can purchase your tickets. I mean, this is going to be a excellent play about a woman. When I say a woman, I mean Ruth Givens, Robin Givens' mother, who lost her husband and found herself in grief and going through multiple levels of grief, but had the aspiration to get counseling herself and found herself wanting to go every week. But yet during this process, the counselor had problems too, and they end up sharing with each other. But I'll stop right there. But it goes, it's more powerful than that. What I'm saying is that women, don't give up. Keep God as your anchor, and keep God at the center of the focus of your life, and keep your spirituality, because that's your closeness to the creator of everything. And that's when the heavenly hope comes in, right there. And the last event that I'll share with you is Atlanta's Learn to Live Health Fair, because you got to stay healthy. And this is going to be April 4th at the Paradise Community Development Corporation over off 4234 Hendricks Drive in Forest Park, Georgia, and it's in partnership with the Georgia Spartans. That's a semi-pro basketball team. And we're just going to have a good time, and we're going to have multiple vendors out there, ranging from Organic Health all the way to the Clayton County Health Department, and we're going to have Everest College doing our biometrics, because that biometrics is very important. For those who don't know what biometrics is, it's your basic checks, your hearing, your colon, for the females, with your breast checks and several different, your heart pressure checks and several other different types of checks as well to go along with that. There's still too many to name, but we're going to have that biometrics being done, and we want everyone to come out to make sure their health is right. If your health is not right, the professionals will be there through the other vendors to help you along the way. And that's very important to the Georgia Spartans, and as we affectionately put it, to BCOP, which stands for the Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program. Both of those events are on our website on the donate page. For those who want to be vendors, go right to our page, www.bcop.org, and you can click on either the sponsorship link or the vendor link on both projects. That's on Joy in the Morning with Robin Givens, as well as Atlanta's Learn to Live Health Fair. They're both on our website. Again, our website is www.bcop.org, and please follow us on our Instagram, which is BCOP54, our Twitter, BCOP1, and our Facebook, which is Beverly Cunningham Outreach Program. You can look all that up on those different social medias.
Awesome. I'm going to make sure that when this is done, I'm going to post it on my page on Facebook, and I'll make sure to try to tag it to you so you can put it in, put that information down. We have some callers who are still on the line. Unfortunately, the recording ended when you were giving some of that. So we want to make sure that as we put this link there, that all that crucial information is there so that everyone can capture all that they need to be empowered through this outreach program. Roderick, I want to thank you so much for your time this evening, for all the information that you've shared, and for the wonderful work that you're doing for those who need it. Like I said, I'm a survivor. I know what domestic violence feels like. I've been there. And to have someone who's willing to share and lift me up from a place that I didn't think I could have been lifted from is truly empowering. So thank you so much for your time. I'll make sure that I let folks know who are in Georgia that they need to be at Joy in the Morning and to support you as well as they can. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you. If you ever need us again, please feel free to give us a call. We'll be here for you, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much, sister.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you as well. All right. Bye-bye.